USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs last month. Now, economists were expecting right around 180,000 jobs. President Trump, though, is downplaying that report. Outside the White House, he spoke about the overall economy.
The unemployment rate just went lower. We're down now to 3.8%, so we had very good news on that. I think the big news really was that wages went up.
President Trump is currently seeing some of the tornado damage in Alabama firsthand and then heading to Florida to his Mar-a-Lago resort. President Trump says he would be very disappointed if North Korea resumes missile testing. The president has held two summits on denuclearization with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Republican Congressman of New York Peter King on North Korea.
You know, I didn't trust North Korea then. I don't trust them now. The fact is, all that's going to work with them is constant pressure and letting them know that we're not going to back down.
King was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. My Pillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Friday is International Women's Day. The theme of the 111th annual celebration is Balance for Better. Events are scheduled all around the world for women small business owners. President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, joins ABC's The View to talk about Women's Day.
Women are thriving. We're working really hard on policies to benefit American women. This is the first ever umbrella approach, an all-of-government approach to saying we know it is smart to invest in women in the developing world.
A court rules in favor of asylum seekers looking to come to the United States. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court says asylum seekers in the U.S. should be able to go to court to appeal a rejection. The ruling by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals broadens constitutional protections for illegal immigrants, opening the way for some to stay in this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerut@gmail.com.
Nathan Latka started his first company in his Virginia Tech dorm room at the age of 20. Within 4 years, he'd hired 40 people and grew the company to $5 million in sales. He walked away from a $6.5 million acquisition offer from that company when he was 23 years old. Latka is author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital, and one of the things he discusses in that book is why sometimes you need to be willing to work smarter. I asked him what it means to work smarter.
Well, I think what a lot of people do is they set goals, and it's so dangerous to set goals. Where people build wealth, and how I've built wealth over the past 10 years, I'm 29 today, so this started back in college, was I focused on building systems, not goals. And you see these systems in the book as I stack them on page 123. You see systems I used to launch my podcast, The Top Entrepreneurs, now has 10 million downloads, there's a lot of revenue, but it's important to think in systems, not goals.
All right, well, you mentioned your podcast, so in that podcast you interviewed CEOs. And what is there a common thread when you're doing these interviews with the CEO that each of these CEOs has, whether that's a skill, whether that's a trait or a characteristic?
Well, Tim, it's just really any founder of a company, and I have them on, and I have to tell you, this is, you know, I'm not very popular. I think I'm the most sued podcaster, and the reason is, Tim, I hit these founders really hard. I mean, I asked them, what's your revenue? How many customers do you have? What was your valuation on your last round of funding if you raised capital?
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.